There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Dr. Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Kicking this hour off, talking about your health and your life. So what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But the reality is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way in getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. It's about choices. It's about you taking responsibility for your health. And it's about doing the little things each day. You know, the little choices that you make every single day, eating well, also sleeping, getting plenty of rest. Most people don't even rest well. Most Americans have to take medicine just to go to sleep at night, taking things like Ambien. And it's unbelievable to see that. And it happens every single day. When we get rest, so many different things happen to the body. Everything from your hormones repairing and regenerating as far as being ready for the next day, energy levels doubling and tripling for the next day, feeling rested, and also the healing properties of the body. You know, typically they say we have cancer in our body every single day and our immune system is able to fight it off. When you think immune system is the strongest, it's while you are sleeping. And so that's why it's so critical and important. So if you've got questions about your health, even about sleep issues, anxiety, depression, whatever it might be, you want to talk about it, let's get into it. That's what this show is all about, to help you go from where you are to where you need to be, giving you great information about your health. Don't forget, you can check us out, Dr. Asa on call.com, and then also Facebook and Twitter, both at Dr. Asa on call. But let's kick this off now and go with Charles. Hi, Charles.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Today, my blood pressure was 127 over 79, and my pulse was 81. And okay. 2 months ago, I had the ultrasound, and my heart was functioning 22%. And I'm on Corad 3 1/4 twice a day, and I got 2 water pills I'm taking, furosemide 40 and the spironolactone, I guess 100, whatever you pronounce that.
Spironolactone.
I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to increase my heart function.
Well, there's a lot you can do to increase your heart function. I mean, for sure, you need to stay on the medicine your doctor has you on, okay? So a lot of people, I know, get a little weary with that, but it's a smart thing to do, is to stay on that. So if you're leaning that way, don't lean that way yet. It's good to stay where you are. They got you on a good plan. The other is, if you want generalized heart health, as far as what can you do to strengthen your heart function, what can you do to make it better, there's a lot you can do. Now, first rule of thumb is always, they always say exercise. I'm a fan of that too, but I'm a fan of eating well first, because I think your foundation on how your body regenerates new cells in the body are based on what we eat. Now, the heart is the one that doesn't regenerate once it tears down. It's very resilient, and that's why they always say it can take a licking, keep on ticking. But, yeah, it really is very resilient. That's how people can have just unbelievable. They can have multiple heart attacks and still keep going. So, and our heart surgeons today, and even the cardiologists, this technology we have is just amazing, phenomenal, to say the least. So a couple of things for overall heart health. CoQ10 is known and has great research on it to be very beneficial for the heart. So it can help overall cardiac output. B vitamins are always key. You get plenty of those if you eat a lot of green vegetables, which I'm a huge fan of, getting everything you can from your food supply. So that's always good too. But the overall heart health, eggs actually are good for the heart, believe it or not, because they help lower cholesterol. There's cholesterol lowering components in the egg yolks. And we've said eggs were bad for years and they raise cholesterol. Well, not so much, because the reality is that the eggs are really, really phenomenal. Choline and lecithin are part of the egg yolks, and they can help clear out the arterial walls. So something to think about as you're looking into overall heart plan. Now, keeping your overall fats down is smart, but the good fats like omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils, and whatnot, those can all be very beneficial to your heart. It's kind of one of those deals where you got to hit it from every angle. You got to rest, you got to eat well, drink plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. But as far as like a miracle cure or a silver bullet, it's not. It's more of accumulation of everything that you're doing every single day to help your heart. Garlic's really good too, by the way. They make it in a supplement form, but of course eating garlic is great too. It's great for blood pressure, but it's also great for just generalized heart health. And it sounds like you're doing well, so keep it up, but just make sure you look into some of those lifestyle-based options that can kind of take you to the next level. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, drasaoncall.com. Facebook and Twitter, both. If you haven't joined in, you should join in. Things happening every single day. And also, our weekly email newsletter, you can pick that up at Dr. Asa on Call. Now, I've been wanting to read this to you. There's a blood test, which I think is fascinating. I read this the other day. There's a blood test now that can spot Alzheimer's before the symptoms even appear. And that's groundbreaking for so many people, because you probably know someone or know someone's parents or grandparents that have dealt with Alzheimer's. It's just a tragic disease. And I think it's harder on the family than it is for the person. But nevertheless, a new blood test for Alzheimer's, they said, is 96% accurate at identifying the disease and can perhaps detect even before symptoms such as memory loss can appear. It's a simple test, they say, that is high accuracy and can be run for a single drop of blood, says Robert Nagel. He's a PhD and a professor of medicine at the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey School of Osteopathic Medicine. He's also founder of Durin Technologies, the company that's developing the test. Of course he is. The research results on the new test are published online at the PLOS-1. His test is one of numerous tests under the study of Heather Schneider. She's a PhD and spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association, who reviewed the research results. And many labs are looking at this. She says they are all very preliminary, very early stages. And we all know we need an accurate, relatively non-invasive way to get and diagnose Alzheimer's. Last month, the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Australia, the research reported good results for another blood test for Alzheimer's, which is under development. It works by determining the amount of amyloid plaque associated with disease in people's brains. Now, that's impressive. The estimated 5.4 million Americans that have Alzheimer's disease right now, the most common form of dementia, is according to the Alzheimer's Association. The doctors are using brain imaging, and if they can find ways to help that. I'll tell you some natural ways to avoid Alzheimer's if you're concerned about it. It's more of the heavy metals, especially aluminum can be a real big one, but also keeping the brain healthy as far as acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is the big neurotransmitter that when it declines, then we can have a higher chance of Alzheimer's. Vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, phosphatidylcholine, vitamin B5, also galantamine and huperzine, which is called club moss. Those are all very protective nutrients when it comes to protecting the loss of acetylcholine. Coffee is one of the number one causes of acetylcholine decline in the brain, which can lead to Alzheimer's. So don't mean to take the Java away, but it's something to think about. More when we come back.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at MyLifestyleClinic.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Call now, 888-212-8871. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. The show that's all about healthy talk radio. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Reza.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help? What's up?
Thank you. Glad you're there tonight. Got a uncle with prostate cancer.
Okay.
And recently... it was determined he had 80% carotid occlusion on one side and 90 on the other.
Okay.
And I read or heard something about natal kinase, and I presume possibly it's found in miso, fermented soybean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking perhaps this could be a food approach to helping to declog the carotids. And so I'm thinking, well, he does have prostate cancer, and I'm not sure if it would be appropriate if fermented soybean were, you know, some sort of a antagonist relative to cancer.
Well, the good news is, here's kind of the gist of where you're going with that. You're actually going down a pretty good rabbit trail. And I'll tell you why. Because if you're concerned about natokinase and can it help with working on the plaque arterial walls, it definitely can. And it's got good research behind it. And I know being concerned about the soy, because I'm a big advocate not to eat soy. And in the case of prostate cancer, they've shown some research where soy could potentially be beneficial because it does lower testosterone, and that's one of the main approaches to prostate cancer that they take, is they look at what can they do to block the testosterone. But the challenge is, it's really not all the testosterone that's bad, it's the DHT, the dihydrotestosterone, that tends to be the culprit for prostate cancer. And one of the best ways to, from a natural perspective, they've got some good research on nettle root. And nettle root has been shown to, from a more of a natural perspective, to help block some of the conversion of regular testosterone into that byproduct, which is actually a pretty potent form of testosterone, which is the DHT. So as far as the thought behind it, I mean, natokinase is good, but you just kind of, he's got to make the call whether or not to include it in his diet as a supplement, because, I mean, it is soy. And there's two schools of thought. There's a school of thought that it will lower testosterone, that it can actually cause certain cancers, estrogen-based cancers, because it increases estrogen. And as men, we're not supposed to have higher levels of estrogen. And unfortunately, we live in a society where our estrogen is through the roof because of our water supply and food supply and et cetera. So that's, I mean, if it were me, I don't know that me personally, okay, I don't know that I would take it. I just, you know, there is some research on it, but not enough for this guy. I would stick with more of a full natural protocol for the prostate. And as far as the arteries go, you know, there's several things. Eating eggs every single day, believe it or not, is not going to clog the arteries, they say. A lot of research behind the yolk of the egg and the components in it as far as helping the body rid itself of plaquing and whatnot. Now, being at the level that he is, I'm sure, you know, his cardiologist is working with him, but did they not put him on what they call the heart healthy diet? And what is, tell me kind of the lifestyle modifications that they've laid out for him, or have they laid out any at all? And just to take this medicine.
Well, there is a competing force in his wife, and
I got it.
Everything in moderation, doesn't matter what kind of lady. And yeah, the cardiologist suggested that he get out with me and, you know, do some brisk walking. But unfortunately, he's significantly overweight, probably 70 pounds. So, what can I say? I'm trying to motivate him as much as possible. and his wife, however, is a total couch potato. So
I got it.
you know, it's like, well, do I want to please my nephew or do I want to please my wife? And I keep telling them, you gotta think in terms of your sacred body temple being your prized possession, and you've got only one, and you gotta do what's best for it right now, for the rest of your life. So
yeah.
I actually got him to give up his coffee. I got him on Ticino. What do you think about Ticino?
So it's fine. I mean, it's a good substitute. People that are used to drinking coffee all the time, it's a good substitute. I don't have an issue with that.
Sure.
The bigger issue right now, though, obviously it sounds like, is getting the team player on board. Because let me tell you, if mama's not on board, it's going to be real hard to make things happen. And that's the way it is in a lot of marriages. And you know, it's tough. That's the one you want to work on right there. And it's talking with her and seeing what you can do to get her motivated or even get her, you know, in line. You know, get her some books to read. Is she open to doing anything like that at all? I mean, you know, kind of getting...
Well, she's a school principal, and she's dealing with a couple hundred kids every day, so she's pretty burned out when she gets home. Her husband, my uncle, would have to read to her, and he can do that. I've been, you know, preaching at him for quite a while. I get several books, including yours, just to tune in. You know, I just wish you would tune in to your show, and I'm gonna keep hounding him to do that. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, Dr. Asen. I'll just keep up the crusade here, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will do a miracle there with his wife.
Well, and he can, and he always will. He's still in the miracle business, but realize this too, that you know, that's why I always ask people, do you want to get well? That's why the question always comes out of my mouth, because so many times you'll see people that really don't, or they're not willing to pay the price, or they have relationships in their life that are toxic or can be toxic and keep them from reaching their goals. So it's one of those situations where, yeah, you stay on being the cheerleader and being the encourager in the middle of it all. But as far as him making better decisions, I mean, if he starts eating well, following basic principles with supplements and exercise, he's going to see his cardiovascular health improve just from common sense principles like that. The next level, I think, will come when their relationship becomes more bonded and more of a team.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Everyone says teenager does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talk about congenital heart defects, which is actually something that many people struggle with, believe it or not. You think it happens just every now and then, but it happens often. And then now they have a quick and cheap, easy test, they say, to measure oxygen with congenital heart defects, according to the researchers. Now, the findings were in a study where there was about 20,000 newborns in different hospitals in the United Kingdom, were over in London. The Lancet reported that the oxygen test they used was very powerful. The test takes less than 5 minutes and uses a pulse oximeter, which is very standard. It's a piece of equipment that's been around for two decades. It detected 75% of the most serious abnormalities when used alone, and about 90% of the cases when used with traditional methods, such as ultrasound during pregnancy or listening to the baby's heart after birth, which is pretty standard. So the test adds value, they say, to existing screening procedures and is likely to be useful for the identification of cases critical to congenital heart defects. The lead researcher, Dr. Andrew Ewer of the University of Birmingham, the BBC News reported, powerful. And congenital heart defects, if you've never heard them, I mean, VSD, ventricular septal defect, you've got ASD, you've got murmurs, you've got all kinds of slight little defects that can happen. Some can be serious and some really aren't. They can resolve as the child ages.
But at the end of the day, it's good to have a test that can narrow it down even further, more than just the standardized test now or the pediatrician hopefully catching it when they first examine the baby when they're born. And that happens. Sometimes you won't even hear it for 48 hours after they're born. Now, sometimes the initial exam, you won't hear a thing, and then another pediatrician might come in and examine 2 days later during rounds or before they're discharged to go home, and then all of a sudden pick up some type of issue. And so it's going to be good to have a test like this. It's interesting that it's coming down the pike. And, of course, in the U.K., they're doing that research. So kudos to them. Hope it comes here soon. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Bill. Bill, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Ace. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely, man. What's up?
I've been having a lot of issues with gas. I've been going to a doctor, and he's been trying to figure out what's causing it. And the last time I went, I told him, I know without a shadow of doubt that it was gas, because I'm getting real bloated, and it's causing me to be constipated. So I found some Gasex Ultra. It's like 180 milligrams of fat. What's the main ingredient in the Gasex? Cyclone or something like that?
How long you've been taking this for?
I just now started taking this because it started helping. It's allowed me to pass gas while I could go to the bathroom. And I was just wondering if there was something else that you could recommend that would help me to pass gas.
Well, are you going to the bathroom okay? I mean, are you pooping all right?
I am now. I mean, now that I started taking this new type of gas exam, but before I was just completely constipated up.
And you've never been like that before, right?
Yeah, I've been like that for a while. The doctors just ain't been able to figure out what it was.
What about your diet? What does your diet look like? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? We can probably nail that down real quick. It's not really about taking more of a drug or some type of over the counter. It's more about getting, the things that you're eating every single day. That's going to make the biggest impact of what's going on. So what does it look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for you?
For breakfast, usually I'll eat either eggs or if I get in late, I'll eat a bowl of Raisin Bran cereal. And then dinner, I'll sleep through dinner, of course, because I sleep during the daytime. And then at night, I'll eat whatever we eat for supper.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. If you're constipated, first things first, you want to increase a couple of things. One, you want to increase fiber. Fiber needs to be of at least 30 grams a day. And you can get your fiber, obviously, through fruits and vegetables mostly. But, I mean, just for example, a can of black-eyed peas, which you shouldn't really eat the can, but just to give you a visual example, will give you about 20 grams of fiber. That's a lot of fiber right there. So it's not that hard to get 30 grams a day, but you do have to make sure that you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables to be able to do that. Now, that's one key. The other is that we're magnesium deficient. We're really mineral deficient all the way around, but magnesium tends to be the big one. And that's why a lot of people, when they're struggling and they've got their bowels are kind of locked up, they're not moving well, provided they've come off a lot of the junk food. So it doesn't sound like you're eating a ton of junk food. I probably consider looking into, flour-based foods, like you talked about eating the Raisin Bran and all that. Even though bran's supposed to have the fiber in it, it really doesn't help a lot with constipation. As a matter of fact, the processed grains, I mean processed flour-based foods, they can be a real culprit for constipation, along with milk products. If you've got any type of sensitivity to regular milk, pasteurized cow's milk, that can be a big culprit as well. So you might want to consider looking into those. And when you're cutting foods out of the diet, just to see how it goes or to see how your body responds, it's called an elimination diet. It's where you cut things out for a period of time, and then you can add them back in later. And a lot of people, when they're going through certain symptoms, like constipation or diarrhea or chronic fatigue or whatever it might be, then a lot of times looking into food elimination is a great way to go. So that's one little tip for what you're going through. Now, here's an ace in the hole for sure. Outside of magnesium, because that's a big one. Remember, we don't have the amount of magnesium in our soil that we used to. So that's a big culprit, and that's one of the main issues. So our vegetables and our fruits are not magnesium rich like they used to be, and that causes a lot of constipation-related issues with folks. See it all the time. I can't tell you how many people I've personally seen that have been dealing. I mean, they live on things like Metamucil, milk of magnesia, psyllium husk, and they're on all these different, you know, just aids in trying to get the bowels moving. And it's just not good. And so it really comes down to what are we nutritionally deficient in and what can we do to correct it? So that's kind of the bottom line. But the other thing I was going to tell you are beets, red beets. So a regular red beet at the grocery store that you would get, not really the canned beets, not a big fan. All right. Just quality is not as good. Is probably something you want to look into because you probably have some what we call fermentation going on in the gut, and that's what causes the gas, causes the smelly gas, causes the bloating and the pain. And you might want to look into probiotics too. Probiotics are at all the health food stores. You can talk to your folks there when you go there and talk to them about what they do. They basically put the good bacteria back into your digestive tract. And that's a big key. Because most of us don't have very good bacteria in our guts and our elimination, our immune system. So much of it is not running at a peak level. And it's really easy to do that if you put the right stuff in. And so the gas and bloating, if you're eating a fairly decent diet, which it sounds like you are, it's really going to come down to the bacteria in the gut. And it's going to come down to what are you deficient in that's causing your body not to release. Now, one question I do have for you in the middle of it is, Bill, are you under a lot of emotional stress? Has that been going on, like mental, emotional kind of stress in the last, say, 2 months?
I'm under some stress, not a whole lot, but I am under some stress. One thing that I was wondering about, the last time I was at the doctor, I was wanting to start on a vitamin regimen. You know, he was wanting me to start taking something with iron in it. So I've been trying to take, I tried to take the B6 and a good multivitamin. And, when I take it, it gives me a lot of indigestion, so I had to quit taking it.
Now, did he want you to take iron because did he say your blood work showed that you need it?
No, it was just for energy. I told him that I was lacking energy and staying tired and stuff. And he said a good multivitamin stuff would probably help.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But let me tell you the foundational four are the four keys that we all need. We really do, everybody, because we don't get them in our normal food supply. That's a good natural multivitamin, good whole food natural multivitamin. All right, that's the first thing. Cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, because we don't get that in our normal food supply. And we need omega-3 fats for our brain health, skin, hair, and nails, and all our hormones function off omega-3 fatty acids. Now, these four, I'm serious, these four are the four that we don't get. And everything else is a little bit ancillary, meaning that if your blood work shows that you need certain vitamins and minerals and herbal formulas, that can be one thing. And a good physician of some kind that's trained in that will be able to walk you through the extensive amount of work that it needs from a nutritional perspective of what your body is lacking, because very different than standard blood work. And so, but the four things that everybody needs, a good natural vitamin, okay, that's cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, the oil, not the gel caps. And then, of course, probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in our digestive tract, because we've been taking antibiotics for so long that we don't have enough good bacteria in there. And that's what they do. And then enzymes. I'm a big fan of digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes will go in and they help break your food down. Probably one of the reasons that you're getting a lot of gassy and bloated is you're lacking either hydrochloric acid in your stomach to be able to break down the proteins, or you're lacking pancreatic enzymes, and they're called digestive enzymes. You can pick them up in a health food store. Those four are the keys. And, I mean, if you're taking iron, if there's no need for you to take iron, meaning he did a blood test and your hemoglobin, hematocrit are all fine, then if you're already constipated, iron constipates you worse. So the last thing you'd want to do is probably take that. You want to check with your doctor. Tell him, if you want to, that we had this conversation or you looked it up or whatever. You want to get his okay on that. But that's just something to think about. But I don't know the whole picture because I haven't seen your labs and all that sort of thing. So he may have another reason for doing that. But just ask him. But look into changing the way you eat. When you change the way you eat, you'll change the way you live.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts in American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to, what are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it, because the body can regenerate every single day. It really can, but what kind of choices are you making every single day so that can happen? And so much of what we do every single day does matter. Our food for the day is cabbage. Now, we'll all talk about food for the day. Why? Because all foods have certain medicinal properties to them and how they can impact the body, certain wellness properties to them and how they can change your overall state of wellness. Now, cabbage is the only negative I can tell you to cabbage, which there's not a lot, but it contains components in them. It's really not a negative. It's just if you have hypothyroidism, then you probably want to avoid the cabbage family altogether. Brussels sprouts, regular cabbage, you just want to be really careful because it contains a component in it that can slow down the thyroid even more. Now, if you got hyperthyroidism, then cabbage would be a good thing, right? So it would be working for you. So in that case, it would be a superfood for some people. But it provides with cholesterol-lowering benefits that you can cook it while steaming. The fiber-related components of cabbage do a better job of binding together with bile acids in your digestive tract when they've been steamed. And when this binding process takes place, it's easier for the bile acids to be excreted. And the result is a lowering of cholesterol levels. The raw cabbage still has cholesterol-lowering ability, just not as much as steamed cabbage. So if you're going to do it, steam it. It's the best way to go. Researchers now realize that different types of cabbage, red, green, and savoy, contain different patterns of glucosinolates. And this new knowledge means that your broadest health benefits from cabbage are likely to come from inclusions of all from your diet. The cabbage in general is overall contains these glucosinolates that receive special attention in cancer prevention research. And the syngrin in cabbage can be converted into other chemicals that can help with bladder cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. In one recent study, they said that short-cooked and raw cabbage were the only types of cabbage to show cancer preventative benefits. And the long-cooked cabbage failed to demonstrate measurable benefits. So, obviously, different types of cabbage do matter. You want to go for the short-cooked, obviously. And the long-cooked, actually, when you look at the cabbage, the long-cooked is what's going to be challenging. And that's what a lot of people do, because when you short cook it, a lot of people say it doesn't taste as good. The long cook, it's softer, easier to palate, but you don't get the benefits of it. So the different levels of cooking your cabbage is always important. New research is also showing that steaming is always the best method. You can preserve the most amounts, and that's really with all vegetables, not just cabbage. So the less you cook something, the better, and the more nutrients you're going to contain in them. So cabbage, food for the day. Just be careful if you've got hypothyroidism. Remember, hypo means low thyroid function. Rachel in Panama City, Florida. I'm having a hard time sleeping at night. Does warm tea really help you sleep? I've been doing warm green tea the last couple of nights, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything. Well, that's because green tea contains the caffeine. And yes, warm tea can help you sleep at night, yes. But it needs to be probably more of the chamomile tea and some of the herbal teas that will help your nervous system calm down and chill out. A lot of the, if you do anything with a stimulant like licorice root or caffeine in it, it's going to raise your mental capacity. It's going to stimulate way too much of the excitatory process in the body and give you too much energy. And so that's what you got to be careful with. Yeah, go with the herbal teas. Chamomile has always been kind of your ace in the hole. Ralph Waldo Emerson gives us our quote for the day, and he says, "No great man ever complains of want of opportunities." Good quote. I like it. part of the day. Casual smoking is on the rise among U.S. students. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But right now we're going to go to Amber. Amber, welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Hi, how are you?
Living well, darling. Talk to me.
Okay, I have two questions that I'd like to ask you. They concern skin and what can be done to make skin look better. Okay. They seem trivial compared to some of the other questions you asked, but they're a concern to me.
That's okay.
I've been noticing lately that my skin is looking older, and especially on my arms, and creams and lotions just don't do the trick, maybe for a minute or two, but then they soak in and the wrinkles are right. Still there. Is there anything that can be used on the skin to give it a little longer to be used on it that will last a little longer and make your skin look better for a little longer? And what were the items that you suggested to use on stretch marks to help them go away?
Well, with stretch marks, there's a couple things that you can use. Stretch marks, one of the best things you can do, remember, skin is always inside out, not outside in. So that's understanding that first and foremost is a key. So your omega-3 fatty acids like cod liver oil, at least a tablespoon a day, is the gold standard for adults. And you can handle even more than that, especially in the wintertime. But vitamin D is the big key, too. Vitamin C is always and always will be a big player for the skin. Now, they make vitamin C creams and high-potency type lotions that can be very beneficial. And they say that vitamin C is best absorbed through the skin. So that's another reason why some of the topical vitamin C creams can be really beneficial, too. Green tea, a lot of green tea extracts can be beneficial to the skin. But if you have any weight to lose, like, are you carrying any body fat, or are you overweight, or are you fairly thin?
A little overweight.
Okay. And do you work out and exercise?
Try to.
What does that mean?
Well, I do some stretching exercises, and I walk a lot.
Okay, but you don't work out with weights.
I have in the past, right.
No, I'm talking
about something that would help.
Yeah, 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would. Simply okay. Because it does several things. When you work out with weights, if you're looking at exercise, 3 days a week is a good regimen to look into. And then the other 3 days, you can walk and do your cardiovascular activity. That can be helpful. But the omega-3 fats really are one of the best things you can do. And that's internally for the skin. Vitamin C externally in certain organic creams that they have. All of that can help rebuild the collagen, which we lose. And look into hyaluronic acid as a component to use on the skin as well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information about general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.